Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
And Jaden, a very good morning to just hitting the ground running this morning. George Michael's estate suing a singer.
Yeah, that's right. I guess we can start by me posing the question, do you ever taken anything that you perhaps shouldn't have in life?
Yes, you've put me on the spot there, and probably this job is the first thing that comes to mind. There you go.
Well, there you go. And it would seem this morning that a rapper and TikTok star by the name of Tory Lanez, Lanez with a Z, not an S, has sampled George Michael's big 80s hit Careless Whisper on one of his songs called Enchanted Waterfall. People, they do this all of the time. Usually, though, it is with the permission of the particular artist that you are sampling. Not all of them do. Some of them have done it without permission in the past and got into a little bit of hot water about it. And it would seem that that's what has happened in this particular circumstance, because George Michael's estate, they seem to be very much on top of everything that happens with George Michael, but they have actually launched a lawsuit against this Lanez character because they claim that he asked them if he could sample George Michael's big hit there, Careless Whisper, last year, and they actually said no, but it seems that he has gone and done it anyway. So it's all very messy. We've got a little bit of the track from this Tory Lanez guy here for people to listen to, and I think it's pretty obvious that George Michael's song features in that particular track. Let's have a little bit of a listen to that one now.
Oh, what do you think, Jaden? Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that he's sampled the track there. They are very, very similar. But I guess the question now will be whether he has done that with or without permission from George Michael's estate. But look, you know, he's got form. He has got form. He got Madonna's Tiny Little Knickers in a big twist last year when he allegedly used part of her song Into the Groove in one of his tracks, and she was not happy. So very messy set of circumstances. Ooh. We'll see what happens from here.
Yes, okay, then we'll watch the courts to find out who's right and wrong, perhaps. Hey, look, warning, is he going to be given a knighthood, Jaden?
He could, but I don't think it will happen. I mean, it's not just as simple or as easy as the Prime Minister sort of opening the drawer and grabbing the sword, so to speak. It would require a lot of things to happen to make this particular thing happen. Monumental change, I think, to amend the Australian Constitution to make Warnie a knight, given that they were to be brought back. They could only actually be given to somebody who is still alive. But that's what two guys from ShaneWarneLegacy.com want and why they've started a petition at that particular website address to try and make this particular thing happen. They say, for what it's worth, if he can't become a knight, then the next best thing should be a Companion of the Order of Australia for Warnie, which there has been some reports around in the last week that he will in fact receive a OAM in the upcoming Queen's Birthday Honours. So I guess we'll watch and wait with interest to see if that particular thing happens. But in terms of the knighthood, I think it's very, very unlikely.
It is. It is an absolute minefield when you start talking about getting the monarchy to change the rules with various things. Hey, look, Kerry Bickmore, the project. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, she's going away, I think is probably the best way to describe it, for a couple of months. Yeah, she's not dying or anything. Please don't get anything from that. But yeah, she's going away in April for a couple of months. She's taking her family overseas for a trip. That's probably the last sort of opportunity they have before her son gets down into his schooling. And they're very much still saying that it is going to be just a hiatus, that she is coming back. But I don't know, I wouldn't at all be surprised if she doesn't actually return to the project. She is selling her house here in Melbourne, which, ooh, whether that is a telling sign or not, I don't know. But overnight, Channel 10 have confirmed that two people, in fact, will be replacing Carrie while she's away. It takes two people to replace her. And those two people are Chrissy Swan and the journalist/TV presenter Georgie Tunney, Tunney with a T, who's actually Millsy, Rob Mills' girlfriend. So they worked together on Channel 10's coverage of the Melbourne Cup Carnival just late last year. So two very capable presenters. No doubt they'll do a great job. But, yeah, I guess it will be interesting to see if Carrie does return to the project after her hiatus.
It's one of those things in the entertainment industry at that high-end level too. Tend to work through holidays and things like that. And when they do disappear on a holiday, it's like, oh, are they going to come back? And it's a question constantly.
They always say, don't take a holiday if you work in show business because you might come back and you might not have a job. It's happened before.
Well, it certainly has. Look, Jaden, thank you very much for that. We'll catch up next Friday morning.
Cheers. Thank you, Dave.